Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Today in local basketball, in fact, a game concluded in the last few minutes. It was Kenosha Indian Trail defeating Richland Center 57-56 in a battle at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets lose by a point to a tough team today. Also, it was Platteville getting the win in boys basketball 73-68 against New Glarus. A victory today for Wisconsin Dells over Altoona 54-45. And Kickapoo was a winner against Blackhawk, 61-57. Madeline Place led Blackhawk with 23 points. Jaden Snagel topped Kickapoo scoring with 24. And Michaela Kaufman added 15. Some games going on yet today. Highland and Darlington, McFarland and Reedsburg as well in area girls basketball. The Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament is going on tonight. The women's game will start at 6. The men's game will start at 7:30. Currently, there's a three-point contest going on as well. They're looking forward to hosting that event. And one of the organizers is Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch.
So this is the second annual alumni game, boys and girls. So it's just kind of starting to get going. Maybe as we get our feet under ourselves a little bit, it can turn into a tournament, but, it's a great opportunity for people to support the programs, come back and see, some of your former classmates, former teammates play a little ball, and, you know, maybe some of the mom and dads, they can show their kids that they still got it. All proceeds will be going to the Ithaca girls and boys basketball programs.
Have you had good response so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't been difficult at all to find people to play. So I think the response is growing as we get going. Like I said, it's only the second year, but as this gets going and the word of mouth passes around, I think it can only go up from here.
Everyone welcome tonight. There will also be a silent auction going on during Ithaca Alumni Basketball. Again, the women's game gets underway at 6, and the men's game will follow. Today in college basketball, Nebraska over UCLA, 66-58. The Packers cornerback Jair Alexander has been placed on injured reserve due to the knee issue that has sidelined him for the last 6 games. Packers coach Matt LaFleur already had said this week that the 2-time Pro Bowl selection was undergoing surgery and probably wouldn't play again this season. The Packers put him on injured reserve officially today. They are 11-5. They also elevated linebacker Michael Barrett and safety Omar Brown from the practice squad to the active roster for tomorrow's regular season finale with the Bears. The Packers have clinched a wild card berth into the playoffs. This week it was announced that running back Josh Jacobs has made the Pro Bowl.
Like I said, man, I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
Turning to basketball, John Blackwell set career highs with 32 points and 6 three-pointers, and the Badgers finished with a program-best 21 makes from beyond the arc in a 116-85 victory over Iowa yesterday. The Badger previous best three-point mark was 18 in a win over Nebraska in 2020. The Bucks get back to action tonight, getting set for more play after losing again to the Brooklyn Nets earlier this week. Bobby Portis talked about what the team must do.
I think the biggest thing is the effort. I keep going back to that. Got to put more into the game to get the results that you want. It's hard to win in the NBA. It's hard to win in this league. But the teams that put forth the little effort into the little small details are the teams that win these games when you need them the most.
And the Chicago Bulls plan to retire Derrick Rose's jersey next season. The team says president and CEO Michael Reinsdorf informed the Chicago product and former MVP in person on Saturday that his number one will be sent to the rafters sometime during next season. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.